MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 18, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Mix of sun and clouds today, temperature near 60, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 11:07 a.m. and 11:19 p.m. The Lynn Woods fires were intentionally set. The Daily Item is reporting today a team of investigators from the Lynn Fire Department, the State Police Fire and Explosive Investigation Unit, believe that 8 separate fires were started intentionally on Saturday, Sunday, and yesterday. Officials are asking for the public's help in the investigation by calling investigators at 800-682-9225. An overnight fire at a Route 1 Danvers trailer park has destroyed a home. WFXT TV 25 is reporting today that a DoorDash food delivery driver reported the fire to officials. No one was home when the fire started. The cause of the fire has not been released. A grand jury sitting Wednesday in Salem Superior Court returned the indictment against 30-year-old Lee Harvey of Roslindale for allegedly shooting and killing 32-year-old Jose De La Cruz. De La Cruz was fatally wounded early on March 27, 2022, outside a Bank of America ATM near 257 Essex Street in Lawrence. Harvey also was indicted for carrying a firearm, carrying a loaded firearm, and armed robbery while masked. He will be arraigned at a future date. Salem Mayor-elect Dominic Pangelo has started to meet with acting Salem Mayor Bob McCarthy as the transition process is underway. Dustin Luca of the Salem News reports that a date and time for swearing in has not yet been set, but it should be happening soon. Pangelo, the former chief of staff for Mayor Kim Driscoll, told supporters Tuesday night that he is ready to go to work.
And now the city that we all love is taking another step forward on that path. Days ahead will not be without challenges. We've got work to do. And while it won't be easy, it could not be more important. And I, for one, could not be more excited to get started on that work alongside each and every one of you.
That's New Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo. Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll will deliver this year's commencement address at her alma mater, Salem State University. The ceremony is one of 3 being held by the university this year, and it includes students receiving undergraduate and graduate degrees from the Bartolin School of Business and select programs within the College of Arts and Sciences. Driscoll graduated from Salem State in 1989 and served as mayor of Salem from 2006 to 2023. At the commencement, Driscoll will receive an honorary doctorate for her commitment to making a positive change through public service. The ceremony is this Friday, and it begins at 3 p.m. at the O'Keefe Center. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing a voice to the North Shore. The Celtics lost to the Miami Heat last night, 123-116, in the opening game of the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 2 tomorrow night at 8:30. The Red Sox won last night. Here's baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Well, Sox wrapped up a 6-game homestand with a 12-3 win over the Mariners, taking the rubber game of the 3-game series. Justin Turner hitting a 2-run homer. Ryan Baio allowing 1 run over 5 innings, striking out 7 to pick up his 3rd win of the season. Sox off today. They're now heading to the West Coast, begin a 9-game road trip. The first of 3 against old friend Xander Bogaerts and the Padres tomorrow night. With the win last night, Sox improved to 24-20 on the season, but they're in last place in the AL East, 8 games behind the Rays.
Thanks, Andy. In high school baseball, Danvers beat Masconomet 6-5 in a come-from-behind win yesterday. It was Beverly topping Marblehead 6-2. Noah Guansey was awesome, allowing 1 earned run and getting 15 strikeouts in the complete game win for Beverly. Marblehead gets right back at it today against Seaside Park at 4 when they play host to Peabody High. St. John's Prep Baseball is doing a bit better now. They're ranked number 12 in Division I. This is Coach Dan Letarte.
We have a young team. We've been playing pretty well. The last 7 games, we've been playing better. We got off to a slow start. We've been playing much better and getting these guys some experience, and hopefully we can head into the postseason hot and ready to go in about another 3 weeks or so.
High school softball Peabody now 15-1 on the year following yesterday's 10-0 shutout win over Danvers. Boys lacrosse, St. John's Prep beat Malden Catholic 19-2 yesterday. Girls lacrosse, Marblehead edged Masconomet 9-8. They'll come from behind win. College sports. Endicott softball opens play today in the NCAA regionals at MIT against RPI. This is Endicott softball coach Katie Betancourt.
No, we're just very excited. Last year, we made it to the regional championship game, which was the first time that the Endicott softball had reached that point since 2014. So we are very excited. The team's motto this year is 212, as that's where water boils at 212, but it won't boil at 211. So just taking it that one extra degree, that 1% better, getting to that super regional, being so close last year, we know what it takes to get to that point. And now we've just got to finish. So we're just extremely excited for this opportunity and this regional that we think we're really well set up for us. So we're just excited to get out there and play.
Endicott softball coach Katie Betancourt. The Endicott baseball team will open play tomorrow in the NCAAs. It's a morning game at Bridgewater State. They are coming off a league championship win last weekend against Salve Regina. Gulls coach and league coach of the year, Brian Haley.
Yeah, I think all year we've been really consistent in our approach to the game and, you know, just trying to play pitch to pitch and support each other and bring energy. And I think when we do that and stay focused, we're a really hard team to beat. So I think we just kind of stayed true to ourselves and kept competing. And we did get down, like I mentioned, and there's some adversity. But I think in those cases, we just keep playing. We typically are able to just focus on the next pitch and keep going, which we did. And found a way to win, but it was definitely a testament to the approach and mentality of the guys, for sure.
Endicott baseball coach Brian Haley. We have complete features with information and feature interviews with both Endicott coaches on our website, Katie Betancourt softball, Brian Haley baseball. So that's sports for today. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.